War, war, war.
Oh, but your afternoon drive host. Well, I don't really like listening to him, Mike. I just like listening to him in the background.
Again, throwing your money and your support behind people that do not stand in solidarity with you, with the faith, despite what they claim, and are aiding and abetting the bad guys. Go ahead. And the ultimatum, writes Daniel Larrison at theamericanconservativemagazine.com, which is theamericanconservative.com, the ultimatum is so extensive and unreasonable that we have to assume that the administration intends for it to be rejected. As I said earlier today, writes Daniel Larrison, it is obviously a pretext for escalation in conflict. And then he cites this woman, Emma Ashford, who I do not know, but she has a blue check mark at Twitter, whatever that means these days. Pompeo's wish list for Iran is massively unrealistic. The only things he's not asking for is Iran to rename itself the former Yugoslav Republic of Iran. Pompeo's speech, pomp and circumstance, has been billed variously as Plan B following the president's decision to renege on the nuclear deal or as a new strategy for Iran. But there doesn't appear to be much of a plan or strategy beyond inflicting punishment on the Iranian government and people for punishment's sake. Oh, let me get back to my point when it was on my sidebar. Do not call yourself a Christian. Please do not scandalize me or anywhere else, or certainly our Lord in the faith, if you are for sanctioning another country. Because sanctioning another country, especially where it involves survival, like food and medicines and what have you, and food, well, Mitter Church, nobody likes to do it, but it's necessary because they're bad actors. They're bad actors? Did they invade San Diego? A sanction punishes the populace. It does not punish the elites. It doesn't. Especially if they actually are a regime. Suzanne Maloney sees it as a prelude to pushing for a regime change. Quote, Pomp and Circumstance Payo has not outlined a strategy, but rather a grab bag of wishful thinking that could only be interpreted as a call for regime change in Iran. By the way, there are Christians that are being tolerated. I'll even concede, I'll say tolerated, not protected, but tolerated in Iran by the people that need to suffer a regime change. There's no connection between the administration's actions and its desired goals, and there doesn't appear to be any connection between its goals and U.S. national interest. I am so sick of the term national interest. I asked somebody the other day, I think it was when I was in Lafayette, I said, you sell those beautiful little candles there. Let me ask you a question. What's it like being a participant in the global marketplace? She told me, I'm not in the global marketplace. And I said, oh no, whether you like it or not, sweetheart, you're in the global marketplace. Perhaps you haven't been paying attention. We had a laugh, but the point was made. Before I close this segment, quickly to the phones. This is John in Indiana at 844-527-8723. Hello, John in Indiana. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Doing well. I saw an article in my local paper. It's by Leonard Pitts from the, I think it's the Miami Herald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miami Herald. And the headline is, Christians don't justify hate in the name of faith.
So far, so good.
Okay. But here's what he says.